The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Baba Yakubu
and Priscilla Oswansa.
In the headlines, parliamentary candidates for 2016 elections to ballot for positions on the ballot paper this morning. Finance Minister to present first quarter of 2017 budget to Parliament today. Noguchi Memorial Institute to conduct research into emerging infectious diseases. And U.S. Republican candidate Donald Trump says he'll not accept defeat in November election at final TV debate. The news in detail. The Electoral Commission has invited political parties to a meeting this morning to decide on where parliamentary candidates will be placed on the ballot paper ahead of the December 7 elections. The Communications Director of the Electoral Commission, Eric Japasu, told newsmen that meeting will also discuss other matters relating to the elections. Balloting for positions on the presidential ballot paper has, however, been suspended pending the outcome of a litany of legal suits against the EC. Some disgruntled, disqualified presidential candidates have sued the EC, arguing their disqualification was not backed by law. The EC had earlier scheduled to do the balloting for the four presidential candidates, John Mahama of the NDC, Nana Akufo-Addo of the NPP, Ivor Greenstreet of the CPP, and an independent candidate, Jacob Osei-Yeboa, who met all the criteria set by the EC.
The Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO, has released the second of its pre-election environment findings covering August 31 to September 28. According to the report, almost 94% of CODEO observers did not witness or hear of anyone being given money or other valuables to influence their choices. However, in some few instances, some members of the NPP and NDC were engaged in some form of vote buying. For instance, a group of NDC members were seen moving from house to house, distributing cutlasses, fertilizers, and used clothes to the people of Asempaneye community in the Ahafwano southeast of the Ashanti region on 21st September. In a similar vein, members of the NPP were also seen providing 20 bags of cement to the people of Apembo community in the Wutusenya West constituency of the Central Region to construct a bridge. We bring you excerpts of this report.
CODEO has been observing the general political environment, including pre-election preparatory activities by state and non-state actors, civic and voter education programs, as well as political party campaign activities. It also observes the conduct of the security agencies, electoral irregularities, and pre-election dispute adjudication. According to the report, the Electoral Commission is undertaking key preparatory activities ahead of the elections across the constituencies. Radio continues to remain the main medium for civic and voter education in the constituencies. The National Democratic Congress, NDC, and the New Patriotic Party, NPP, continue to remain the most visible parties with regard to election campaigning activities across the constituencies under observation. Four key policy priority issues, education, unemployment, health, and corruption, dominated political party campaigns in the constituencies. The NDC leads as the party that featured women and persons with disability as the leading speakers on their campaign platform, followed by the NPP, CPP. Apart from Asempaneye and the Opembo communities, vote inducement incidents were seen in the Asante Akim North constituency in the Ashanti region, Tolon constituency in the Northern region, Bongo and Bilsa South constituencies in the Upper East region, and Jirapa constituency in the Upper West region. CODEO also reported that chiefs were generally abiding by the constitution and election rules to remain non-partisan. However, about 5% of CODEO observers reported otherwise. Instances where chiefs were seen engaging in active partisan politics were high in the Volta and Borno Ahafo regions.
That was a news text report.
President John Mahama has asked the people of Amfoega in the North Dai district to reject anybody who comes as an independent candidate on the ticket of the NDC. He says the party only recognizes Jocelyn Tete as its candidate. There is an uneasy calm among residents of Amfoega when the incumbent NDC MP George Lowe, was defeated in a primary by Jocelyn Tete. In solidarity, Mr. Lo mounted the platform to solicit the support of the people for his successor, Ms. Tete. This drew loud cheers from the crowd. President Mahama asked them to ignore suggestions to vote skirt and blouse.
In life and everything you engage in, God's time is the best. And you do to somebody what you want others to do to you. NDC is one party. And when we have gone through a democratic process and somebody has been chosen as a disciplined social democratic party, what we are supposed to do is all of us come together behind the person and support the person to go forward. Because tomorrow it might be your turn. And the support that you give that person, you will expect everybody else to come behind you and support you the same way. Let all of us drop our differences. Let us support the person who was chosen so that that person can go. There will be primaries again. We'll go through another democratic process. And who knows, maybe that time it might be somebody else's turn. Or she would have performed so well that we would want to retain her. It's all the will of the people and the people who decide. So let's put this independent candidate aside. There's no independent candidate who is NDC. I don't support any independent candidate. I've endorsed only one candidate in this constituency, and it is a candidate who won the NDC primaries in this constituency, and it is Jocelyn Tete. One of the things we've been trying to promote is to encourage more women to come into public life. Women are no longer inferior human beings. Women are partners. What we can do, they also can do. Today, women are advancing. Women are showing that they also can work in public life and make a good job out of it.
Amfuenga has benefited tremendously under the NDC government, which the Paramount Chief Togbi Teperehodo acknowledged. However, President Mahama mentioned some other projects under consideration.
And I'm falling in love with Amfuenga. The surroundings, the environment, the vegetation is so beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful place. Amfuenga is beautiful. So it will be the first time, but it will be the last time. I will come, and I'll come, and I'll come again. We've done quite a lot of work here, especially with the roads. And so I don't want to read through and say, we're working on this road, we're working on that road. The chief of Wusuta came and shook my hand and thanked me. And he said, today the contractor is on site, and I started working on the Wusuta road. And the Habakukondo road has been worked on, 30 kilometers, several other roads. We're working on. There are other issues that I have taken note of. Even though we have 3 secondary schools in the district, they are located in just 2 of the paramount here. It's necessary for us to discuss it a bit so that the young children can also, in the other places, can also get schools. And so I've decided that one of the new community day senior high schools should be built in the other side so that the children there can also be able to get a secondary education. And so that's one of the things we're going to do for you. This is a new district. It is developing. We are building a new district administration office for you so that the DC and the staff and all the heads of departments can get accommodation to be able to do their work properly for you. Development of socioeconomic infrastructure creates jobs and stimulates the economy. You cannot build a prosperous economy without social and economic infrastructure. And so the starting point for building a prosperous economy is to put in place the social and economic infrastructure. And that is what we've been doing these last 4 years. You cannot build a house from the ceiling or from the roof. You have to build a house from the foundation. And the foundation of any prosperous economy is infrastructure.
General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Atiedu Nketiah, added his voice to calls not to vote skirt and blouse. He said the NDC is a peaceful party and does not support people going independent due to misunderstanding.
Those people will leave you, whether you win and get to parliament or not, they'll leave you and come back to their party. If you win and you are in parliament, you'll be there for 4 years. Once in parliament, you'll be forced to join one party or the other. You have no choice but to work with one of the major parties. If you work with NDC, we'll thank you once you are working with NDC. But by the time you are getting to the next primary, it will be impossible for you to contest on the independent ticket and win again.
again, because the fuel that is the anger has dissipated. And it will also not be possible for you to contest on the ticket of any major party, because while you were independent, there are other people who are holding the force in the party. And when they come to that point, they are chasing their candidates, and no party will adopt you. So the farthest you can go is 4 years, even if you win as an independent candidate. So I beg you, anybody who is close to our brothers who want to contest this 2016 as independent candidate, please advise them. Advise them strongly, because we love them and we want them back. We want them back into our fold so we can continue to push NDC from victory to victory.
That was the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Osei-Dunketia.
The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, says it is clear President Mahama does not feel the pain and suffering of Ghanaians. He said President Mahama is impervious to the hardships of Ghanaians, to the hardships Ghanaians are going through in their efforts to make ends meet. According to Nana Akufo-Addo, he is at a loss as to why the president will say all is well with Ghana in the midst of high record levels of unemployment, rising cost of living, high utility tariffs, and untold hardships among others, among the populace. Nana Addo was speaking at Kramuase in the Achumakwa Angoma constituency at the beginning of his four-day tour of the Ashanti region. The NPP presidential candidate is urging Ghanaians not to lose hope in the ability of the country to offer citizens a decent standard of living, saying an Akufo-Addo-led NPP government is coming into office to improve the living conditions of Ghanaians.
There's no other political party that has the organization and the support of Ghana to remove the NDC other than the NPP. No other political party. If you never have said that before, Obia Mahama Bayan Sonani, now what's your name, Jaren or no? Yemba Nyemetsu or so, and let us go together to the people out. Obia!
He reiterated his commitment to fulfill his promises of one district, one factory policy, one village, one dam policy, the diversification of the country's agriculture, the effective implementation of the free SHS policy, the restoration of the teacher training and nursing training allowances, and the effective implementation of the free SHS policy, saying these are policies that will bring progress and prosperity to Ghanaians.
Now watch it someone. We have to try. Empty before I can say, Yaku, a coin, near National Health Insurance Scheme. Free senior high school education. Papa. One district, one factory. Yeah, the ginger processing factor by I can't get my mom. I can't hear your mom. We're gonna do that. My son said in the shrubble, Munya Titi or Mimosa, Mupio Mamia. Sansi said I can watch me. Yeah, Baba Yano Pepe Pierre Piao and Yandaga Kata. Yandaga Kata.
That was the presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo.
The NPP says it will collaborate with the Chief Justice to create a division at the High Court to deal with issues relating to intellectual property rights. Though there is a copyright tribunal, the party believes an additional division will speed up processes relating to stolen intellectual properties. A member of the NPP campaign team and MP for Anyasu Tum, Shelly Ayokobotri, who made this known at a news conference in Accra, said the new division will be complete with a dedicated enforcement unit with other series of policies in place for the industry. Madam Ayokobotri pledged the party's commitment to make the creative arts industry a viable one for its members and the country. A report by Yvonne Atilegu.
Outlining the various reforms the party intends to introduce for the creative arts industry, Madam Ayokobotri said NPP's new policies on the industry was born out of series of meetings with the sector to know their challenges and help solve them. She said requisite attention and incentives will be given to the industry to flourish, to create jobs, especially for the teeming youth. This is because the sector has the potential to grow the economy and contribute greatly to GDP. She outlined some other policies for the sector.
We will make available funds to modernize and develop the sector, and we will establish a creative arts fund. The NPP will collaborate with the Chief Justice to create a division of the High Court with focus on the creative arts to deal with all matters relating to intellectual property rights, complete with a dedicated enforcement unit and not the current four-man anti-piracy police team. The NPP will properly establish a creative arts council to coordinate and harmonize the various interests of its members.
Madam Ayokobotri also touched on other aspects of the industry that will be developed.
We will pursue the construction of modern large seating theaters in every regional capital, beginning with Accra, Takoradi, Tamale and Kumasi. We already have one in Accra. What we will do is, because the major problem that people face is that we don't have a large seating auditorium. So that's what we will deal with in Accra. We will provide incentives to the hospitality and creative industries that will enable them to create jobs.
The party said laying bare these policies on the creative arts industry is to better help Ghanaians understand the good intentions the party has for the industry.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories. EC invites political parties to ballot positions for parliamentary candidates this morning. Finance Minister to present first quarter of 2017 budget to Parliament today. Noguchi Memorial Institute to conduct research into emerging infectious diseases. And U.S. Republican candidate Donald Trump says he will not accept defeat in November election at final TV debate.
Finance Minister Setepe will today present to Parliament expenditure in advance of appropriation, which will cover government's budget for the first quarter of 2017. Estimates of revenue for the final financial year will also be presented. A member of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Amadou Seydou, said the purpose of the presentation of the budget is to ensure that government machinery does not grind to a halt in the case there is a change of government, he said he does not expect the introduction of more taxes. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
At the end of every election year, people move into the life of the parliament. The government of the day will have to provide some estimates to keep government machinery working. That is what we call vote and account, to give the government the right and the ability to be able to spend money to withdraw from the consolidated fund to keep office of government machinery working. So what the finance minister is coming to do is to provide a budget for 3 months for that purpose, so that when there's a new government arising out of the general election that will soon be going through, the new government will then prepare a proper budget for parliament to approve.
But yeah, would it touch on all key sectors of the economy, or it would deviate from the norm?
Deviation will not be that significant or material. So you are talking about the entire government machinery. Any aspects of government work that will need to function with the resources will have to be taken for.
So what should we expect?
Well, we should expect the normal, financial statement that the Minister of Finance will present to the people of Ghana before Parliament. And that is providing for income and expenditure.
Should we be expecting more taxes, or so to speak, widening of the tax net?
Not necessarily. Those taxes, the comprehensive income and expenditure analysis will be made when the new budget is prepared and laid before Parliament for approval. What we are going to do now is what we say, vote of an account. You're just giving them some money in order to keep the basic functions of government above water, so that government budget doesn't run to a halt.
That was a member of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Amadou Seydou.
The Noguchi Institute for Medical Research, in partnership with the Tokyo Medical and Dental University, will expand its research activities beyond emerging infectious diseases. The partnership, under the auspices of the Japanese International Cooperation Agency, JICA, will see the construction of an ultra-modern research laboratory to be completed in August 2018. The Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ebenezer Odrowusu, announced this at a joint conference between the university and the Tokyo Medical and Dental University. Here is a report by Nana Jemai Prempe.
Research partnership between the Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research and the Tokyo Medical and Dental University started in 2008. It is a collaboration between Ghana and Japan, which became known as the Japanese Initiative for Global Network on Infectious Diseases. In 2014, a new project was initiated under an agency for supporting biomedical research in Japan. The new research subjects include dengue fever, also known as chikungunya fever, diarrheal diseases such as enterovirus bacteria and protozoa, as well as drug development parasitic diseases. The Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ebenezer Odrowusu, was happy about the construction of an advanced research center for infectious diseases for the Noguchi Institute, saying it will play a critical role in gathering critical healthcare information when completed by August 2018.
We the capacity of Ghana and West Africa as a whole to fight infectious diseases. The Japanese government has decided to provide grant assistance for the construction of a new facility here at Noguchi, an advanced research center for infectious diseases, scheduled for call in August 2018. This center will foster more efficient detection and surveillance of pathogens, with a BSR-3 molecular biology lab with state-of-the-art equipment and to meet WHO standards. It is clear that this will serve as a good foundation for effective medical research and education, with a lot of prospects for future generations of researchers that's helping to control infectious.
The director of the institute, Dr. Kwejo Kran, said they will not.
police morgue declared to defend a bush and 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 a bush.
The main points again. The Electoral Commission has invited political parties. However, balloting for positions on the presidential ballot paper has, however, been suspended. The next finale will also be presented. The news was presented by Priscilla, has, however, been suspended pending the outcome, the EC. And the finance minister said Tekpe will today present to parliament expenditure in advance, which will cover government's budget for the first quarter of 2017. Estimate for the next financial year will also be presented. The news was presented by Priscilla Owusu-Ansah
and Baba Yakubu in Accra.